You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey everybody, welcome in. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you on the Big Talker 1700 here in the capital city. Terrific show lined up for you today, and we'll get into everything that took place last night with Iowa State and Kansas, and we will also set you up tonight for Trent, really, what is kind of an early tip-off, at least for us, between Iowa at Michigan. How you doing, pal?
Oh, not too bad, Jimmy B. Busy as all get out, getting ready for state wrestling here. Coming up over the next 3 days, the dual competition happening right now. Championship round is set up in that coming up this evening, but the traditional tournament begins tomorrow, and we'll have wall-to-wall coverage here on 1700 with yours truly. As long as my voice can hold up, it's going to be...
You'll make it.
Oh, you
you'll
think so? It. You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, you're a trooper.
I will try my best. I will try my best. But it'll all begin tomorrow afternoon. So Ken and myself will be on from noon until 1. At 1 o'clock, then, we will start with our high school wrestling coverage. It's a Class 3A opening round. Fort Dodge, the big favorite. Southeast Polk Valley. Waukee, who's wrestling for the championship tonight against Fort Dodge. Some of the teams expected to be in contention, but we'll keep you covered. All the local kids from the city schools to the metro, across the big schools, little schools. We got you covered tomorrow from 1 till 4:30. Then you and me will be on the air until 6 o'clock after that. Then we come back bright and early Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. Quarterfinal round of Class 2A and Class 3A. We will also bring you the consolation round. After that wraps up at 1 o'clock, I'll get a little break, be back here, 4 o'clock, back on the air, then back to Wells Fargo Arena Friday evening for the semifinals, and then the championships on Saturday night right after you and I basketball. Now, Jimmy B., that you know my schedule, now do you think I'm going to hold up?
I think you will. Here's a tip, honey tea. Put a little couple drops of honey in tea. That will make your throat feel good the entire time that you're yakking away, okay?
Okay, all
little
right.
Little tip. Just a little tip.
Well, from a veteran, that is a good thing. I will take it. I will take all the help, certainly, that I can get. Should be a great time. I love the state tournament, Jimmy B. And have you ever have you ever made it down to Wells Fargo for that?
I've been down there. Yep, I've been down there. I went, years ago. But, yeah, I stuck my head in the door and hung out for a little bit. It's an amazing scene, Trent.
Yes.
And look at the... The wrestling crowd, as we all know, it's, you know, different type of fandom, but they are there in full throat to support their wrestlers from their respective schools. So it is highly entertaining.
It is. It's one of the best things about this state, and I'm glad that you've been able to at least see it up close and personal because and I love, you know, championship night. It's great. The march where all the wrestlers, all the guys that place, you know, make their way through, you get those championship bouts. But a lot of times it's almost anticlimactic. Sometimes there's team races that are still going to be determined in that evening. But for me, my favorite night, it's been this way since I was a little kid. And Jim, so where I come from, and I've told you stories about growing up in Osage, and you just chuckle at the ridiculous nature of growing up in a town of 3,000 people. A little bit different than Seattle, than what I grew up on. But we're a wrestling town, and I Osage throughout the years, I believe for a number of years, had the most second-place finishes of all time. It kind of shows you something maybe about my upbringing there, but it was an event, and, you know, spring break, yeah, people take spring break, or you get a little extra time around Easter. For us, we got every Thursday and Friday off of school of state wrestling. Those were the 2 days in the school calendar that came up every year. You knew those 2 days, you didn't have to go to school. What's that mean? Well, you pack up the minivan, and you make the drive down 35, and you go to Des Moines, and you watch the wrestling, and everybody wears their Kelly green, and it is just a cool experience. So I've been doing this since I was a real little guy. I've been coming down here for the state tournament. It was an event. It was something. It was people's vacation for a lot of people, is going to Des Moines for this event, and it's special. But for me, that Friday night, when the guys are wrestling to get to that ultimate goal, to get to the finals, it just, it has a different feel. And there's been some huge upsets during that semifinal round, great matches. I know everybody talks about Saturday night, and it is special, but if you're looking for a session and, well, tickets are tough to come by for that final, get to the sessions on Friday night. Those, to me, are some of the best.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember which night I went. All I know is it was a big crowd. It was loud, and everybody is out on the mats, and you kind of have to keep your head on a swivel. A person like me, I didn't have a school that I was paying close attention to, so I was trying to watch all of the action all at the same time.
That's overwhelming.
That's difficult. It is.
No, it's nearly impossible is what it is. To do that. And that's going to be another thing. I'll try to bring everybody at least, you know, the final score from every match. But there's so many kids around here from Central Iowa that are at the state tournament trying to keep everybody, get the big matches. You want to talk about and give play-by-play to the most compelling. But there's 8 mats out there, Jimmy B. I only got one voice. I only got one pair of eyes. So I will do my best. But if I miss your son, daughter, niece, nephew, whoever it is, yes, there are females that qualify for the tournament, Jimmy B. I think you remember that from a few years back. I will try my best, though, to get everybody and keep everybody up to date through over the next 3 days.
Okay, pal. I'm looking forward to it. I know you'll do a great job. And look, it's you just kind of, as I mentioned, you got to keep your head on a swivel. When you start to hear big cheers at one mat, you got to pivot around real fast to see what's going on, if there's a takedown or if there's a pin.
Right.
And, you know, you got to stay alert. I know that you'll just knock it out of the park. I'm with you.
I will try my best. Not your best. I will try my best and see what
I can
do. Well, speaking of the best, Iowa State was not at their best last night. A game where it just felt like the Cyclones, they didn't have it. And they kept making those little runs, and they cut it back, and they get within 5 or 6. And then Kansas would respond right back. And a lot of times it was Azubuike coming back with a putback jam or something like that. But just a game last night where they didn't play as well as we had seen them. And that's a disappointing factor here. Because if they would have played well, they would have won that basketball game last night, Jim.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Yeah, but they didn't. 3 of 16 from the three-point arc. And they turned it over multiple times as well. And seemed like every time they turned it over, Kansas was able to capitalize. Look, this is a team that is, we talked about it, shorthanded. Mm-hmm. Although I thought Wyler Babb, when he got on the court, I thought he played amazingly well for not being able to play for the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. But Kansas is a better team. They're just a better team right now. Will that be the case next year when Iowa State picks up the guys that you and I have talked about with Jacobson and Shayok? I think that particular time and the way that Cameron Lard is progressing, I think Iowa State's going to be in for a deep run next year. But we have to focus on this season. And I think you said yesterday that if they were going to really make this interesting and even have an outside shot of being even considered for the dance, they had to win the game last night.
Yep.
They didn't, and now they've got road trips against good teams, and so I'm not going to say the wheels are really going to fall off the wagon, but I think they're going to end up with some struggles now.
Yeah, as you look at this squad, they sit at 13-12, and to be eligible now, we turn our attention to the pie in the sky that I've been trying to sell the last couple of days, and that was them, hey, winning all these home games and getting to the tournament with the chance to do something and maybe punch their ticket in. Well, that's off the table now. They're not winning these final 5 games. They have 3 of them on the road. We know how much this team has struggled on the road. It's just not realistic. So we turn our attention to the NIT, Jimmy B, and you got to be .500 to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gonna run the risk of not being .500. Mm-hmm. They really are. They might be able to save themselves if they're only a game below .500, if they can get a win in the tournament in Kansas City. So that might save their bacon to be a NIT team. Mm-hmm. And to be realistic, I think right now, Trent, that's where, if you're a Iowa State fan, that is your focus. Can this team win just enough games to slip into the NIT?
Well, to do that, they have to win at minimum 2 games in the regular season. at Kansas State this weekend, next week, TCU at home, at West Virginia, home Okie State, and at Oklahoma. You have to win at least two of those. Then you have to go to Kansas City and win at least one game. And it'll be either in the 7-10 matchup or the 8-9 matchup, depending on the way it plays out. More than likely, they're going to be the 10 seed. And if that's the case, you're going to have to beat the 7. It might be Texas. It might be Baylor. Whoever it is, you have to win at least that game. And that's just to be at 500. So all of a sudden, it goes from the conversation yesterday, hey, maybe this team can make a run. Now we come back the other way, and now it's keeping your head above water just to have a chance at the NIT.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. That has to be their focus right now. And just to try to get better. Look, the K-State game, even though it's at K-State, it's a winnable game. And could they beat TCU at home? Yeah. I mean, we've seen Iowa State beat ranked teams. Mm-hmm. So it is a winnable game for them. But, you know, if they struggle, they don't shoot it well from the outside, and if they commit more turnovers than the opposition, you're not going to win. It's that simple.
Yes. It's a pretty simple thing. So, Lard, last night, I came up with this theory earlier today. I want to run it past you. As we saw Azubuike kind of doing whatever he wanted last night at times, and, well, why you don't put him at the free throw line? That was something that I think I hollered a half dozen times. Just follow the guy. Stop giving up these easy layups. But, Jim, you mentioned the depth here, and Cam Lard is now so important to this team, and having him on the floor. He has to be out there for 24, 28 minutes a game. He's that important. Maybe because of that, some of the aggressiveness, help side defense. If he gets around, you know, Solomon Young last night, he can't go up there and do what he did earlier in the season where he'd knock a guy on his butt. He can't do that anymore because he's so important. And if that's kind of sitting in the back of the mind, because there's only so much that Solomon Young could do last night going up against a monster like that. And he didn't have any help because Lard's so important. He played 37 minutes last night. You have to have him on the floor. That's another issue that comes up with this team and the lack of depth that you mentioned.
Yeah, it's just the unfortunate aspect of where they are. Look, if Hans Brace could have given him minutes that last night, he could have eaten up some of those minutes. And if he fouled out, okay, you're still putting Azubuike at the line.
Yes.
So, you know, you go in there and you let, you know, Brace handle him from time to time and see what you can do. Look, next year, with the addition of a legit 6'9", 235-pound Michael Jacobson, that's going to change a lot on that front line. It really is. And so I really believe that this is going to be a continuing struggle for Iowa State. Didn't when they played TCU, didn't Brazianski that in that first meeting in Fort Worth, didn't he just eat them up alive in that first game, Trent, if memory serves me correctly? I think he went for like 27 points in that game and like 12 rebounds. They just didn't have a handle for him.
I got it right here for you, Jimmy B.
Do you? Okay. Was I close?
You were close in points. He had 26 points, 3 block shots. He went 11 of 13 from the floor. Only had 4 rebounds, though. So you're off on that one.
Okay.
But yeah, Brodziansky, he dominated you.
Yeah, he did. And that's going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And a big guy right now, and a skilled player like Brazianski, he's going to have, you know, his way. And if you get, Lard in foul trouble, you're doomed. And Young gets in foul trouble. You got nothing else. So that shorthandedness and injury factor, I think has really taken its toll on this team this season as well.
So Iowa State, they get ready for the weekend and a chance to keep their head above water. Iowa, any hope of a turnaround? We'll talk about that next, coming up on the other side. Pat Hardy from allhawkeyes.com, he will be our guest. We'll talk Iowa, Michigan tonight. Again, early start for that one at 5:30. We'll talk about that matchup, a little football talk, and a whole lot more. This portion of the program presented by Christopher's Fine Jewelry. Guys, it's today. And Jimmy B, guess what I did in between shows?
Don't tell me, did you go purchase something?
Of course, yes, yes. Waiting till the last minute, as always, as I always do. And I know there's guys out there that are just like me. You didn't get it done. You didn't go to the event we talked about a couple weeks ago. You didn't do anything I told you. I didn't even take my own advice, but I had a little break in between. So I slide on over. I go to Christopher's. They're open until 6 tonight, so you got plenty of time. If you're off work, you're heading home. Oh, boy, should I just stop and get some cheap flowers, pick up a box of chocolates? No, get her something nice. Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. They'll help you out there. It's on Merle Hay Road, right over by the mall, Christopher's Fine Jewelry. We're talking Hawkeyes on the other side. Our man, Pat Hardy, he's up next.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Make plans to bring your family to Children and Families of Iowa's KidFest, presented by the Veridian Credit Union, March the 2nd through the 4th, the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's fun for the entire family. Bounce houses, live entertainment, youth talent show, and everybody's favorite mascot. Superheroes and cartoon characters will be there as well. Details are available online at cfiowa.org. cfiowa.org, and we'll see you at KidsFest.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest! The 11th Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival is coming to the Iowa Event Center on Saturday, February 17th, starting at 10 a.m. The famous Bacon Strip theme bars, over 50 different bacon menu items, over 10,000 pounds of bacon, live local music acts all day, and then the big after-hours party featuring the Grammy-nominated band Smash Mouth is now open to the public. Hey now, you're a rock star. Tickets are still available. Visit BlueRibbonBaconFestival.com for more information and get your tickets today.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just woke up to the news that your birthday was declared a national holiday.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it, a new year upon us, a happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me.
It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, Jimmy B and TC. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. So, Mr. Brinson, I'm editing
yes.
Pat Hardy from allhawkeyes.com. Still struggling a little bit, though.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Then I'll start with how I see this playing again out tonight.
Okay. All right. You do that. I'll dial up Pat again. All right.
Dial him up. I have a bad feeling that the Hawks are just going to suck pond water again. And this is a dysfunctional team that has talent on it. But for some reason, it just can't get together. And look, we all know the defensive deficiencies. Teams generally shoot their best against Iowa. And for some reason, the coaching staff has been unable to put in a defensive system that works reasonably effectively. And Trent, I just don't know what to say. I think it's a double-digit line tonight at Michigan, right?
Just like it was against Ohio State, and it's difficult to envision anything different. We'll see right now how Pat Hardy sees it from allhawkeyes.com. Pat, good afternoon to you. An early start for the Hawkeyes, 5:30. No deadline for you, so no big deal. Back then, in the day of the newspaper business, you'd be smiling ear to ear about this one. On the internet, it doesn't matter.
Does not really matter, but the earlier the better.
Pat, have you been able to figure out why this team stinks? I mean, they just struggle and struggle. Look, we know they can't defend, but you would have thought by now they would have come up with something to at least slow the opposition down a little bit, but I haven't seen that, Pat.
And I got to start and stay with defense. I mean, they're not a bad offensive team. We've seen them. They can score points. They've got Bohannon's probably maybe the best shooter in the Big Ten, one of the best we've seen. It's defense. It's so many forms of defense. But what happens, and Fran agreed with me when I asked him about this yesterday, when they're struggling on offense, they let it really impact their defense. And to me, that's a sign of immaturity. That's just – and I know the coaches are getting ripped for not – coaching enough defense in practice, which I still don't know how people really know since their practices are closed. I know some former players have said they didn't emphasize it a lot, and I think we knew when Fran came here, Fran was more of an offensive coach. He was known for his up-tempo system. He was known for just outscoring teams. But that's not working with this team because they're not that good on offense to do that. But there's just so many different things. And I think you can look at every player on that team individually. I know we've talked about this before. There's not one player where you would start by saying his greatest strength is defense. None of them on the team. There's not one player. Whereas with Woodbury, Gazelle, and Clemens, you probably would have said defense was their best attribute to begin with.
It's different. A differently built team, and you can develop that. You can develop chemistry on the defensive end. And can that happen with this squad? Because this is still a young group, an inexperienced group. They don't have a lot of experience. And Ken Pomeroy, he measures this. Yeah, there'll be some detractors that say, hey, these guys, they played together now for a couple of years. They should be better. Do you see just them becoming tighter, knowing each other better, or is there something deeper that has to happen on that defensive end?
I think something deeper has to happen. I think personnel changes have to happen. I think the coaches need to look in the mirror and evaluate what they're doing because something's not working. I mean, players aren't getting any better. But I know I sound like a broken record, and I know it seems like if you question anything about point guard now, you're criticizing Jordan Bohannon, and who knows what that's going to lead to, because I think Jordan Bohannon's a great shooter. I think he's the most important player on the team, but he is a defensive liability, and that doesn't mean I hate him, and I'm not one of these Hawkeye fans that has been supposedly ripping him on Twitter, and I have to question some of that. I don't know how we can assume those are all Hawkeye fans doing that. I mean, Twitter is such a cesspool. I don't know why we give it so much credit. You don't even know if those are Hawkeye fans that are ripping Bohannon, but they have to get faster on the perimeter. They got to get more consistency at shooting guard. They have to get better in the guard court. They just have to. I think Luka Garza, Jack Nungi, Tyler Cook, Pemzel, I think those guys are enough to be competitive in the Big Ten. They're just getting killed because they don't have any guards.
Having a great conversation right now with Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com. It's always great information if you are a Hawk fan, allhawkeyes.com. Pat, then, take me to tonight's game and the matchup with Michigan. One of the things, and we've discussed their defense, that they struggle with is they cannot defend a three-point shot. Michigan's got guys that just run to different spots behind the arc and let it fly. How's this going to play out tonight?
Well, if Michigan shoots poorly, maybe they'll have a chance. But Michigan made 11 threes in the last game and won the game by, 7 points? And that was in the game. And it just seems like with Iowa, you reverse the ball once or twice, boom, there you're open. And I don't know what it is. To me, it's almost like when they get into zone defense, it's like they think they're resting. And you can't be that way in a zone. Have you ever watched when Syracuse in their heyday when they used to play zone? When you play zone defense, you still use a lot of man-to-man principles, but they just don't seem to do it. But I still think it comes down to the fact that they don't have very good defenders individually. They don't defend well as a team. And when they're not winning, I think losing that Penn State game early, I just think it set this team off on a funk, and they really haven't been able to overcome it. And I don't think they've really emotionally overcome the abrupt departure of Christian Williams. I don't think it had a huge impact on the floor, but I think it really impacted this team's, I don't want to call it chemistry, because the players are tight. I just don't think the players like the way Christian left here, and I think that's had a lingering effect.
So you speak of the defensive end. Want to go to the coaching staff. This group has been together for all 8 years of Fran McCaffrey, and though individually I don't know the coaches well, they all seem like good guys. You hear good things about them. But when you're together for that long, groupthink starts to seep in, and you've tried every idea together. Does it make sense to either push somebody away, tell them even an outright firing, or – hey, Andrew Francis, the time is now. You're in your early 40s. Go out and find that head coaching job. You know, for Sherm Dillard, go back to and work for Nike again to finish off your career. Whatever it may be, but are we hitting that point? Is it time to do that?
Well, my Saturday morning radio partner, who I've been doing a radio show with for 10 years up here, has been screaming for that for the last year. He thinks they need to make changes. He wants Kirk Sparrow gone. I mean, he just thinks he doesn't think Kirk Sparrow does enough recruiting-wise for him right now. He thinks they need good recruiters. He doesn't like the fact that they don't have a connection to Iowa. I mean, Kirk Sparrow was a walk-on at Iowa 40 years ago. I mean, he's always talking, Dean Oliver should be at Iowa. He shouldn't be at Wisconsin. And that would not surprise me. To me, that's the first thing you do when you start to change things, is you start to shuffle your staff. And these guys have been with Fran for 8 years. That's a long time in this day and age. I mean, if they end up going, I mean, what are they right now, 3-11? I think at best they're going to be 5-13. To me, Fran has to sit down with Gary afterwards, and that definitely has to be addressed. And I wouldn't be against it. I mean, I'm not saying change is always the answer, but 8 years is a long time for the same staff to be together.
Pat, I think you've hit on something right there. Why do you think that there's still leftover from Williams leaving the team in the way that he left? Why do you think that is still maybe an influence?
Well, some of it that I've heard, I'm not really at liberty to discuss, even on my stuff up here, because I can't verify it, and it's pretty. I just think that some of the teammates thought that he was passed over when he shouldn't have been. Christian knew he was going to be the backup to Jordan this year. I don't think Christian planned on being the backup to other point guards. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. I think we can read between the lines pretty well on that one. Well, is that a concern then going forward? Because
yes, that's a concern at point guard. I've been a firm believer, and I'm not knocking Connor. I think Connor's a great kid. I think he can help him. Mm-hmm. I just think their point guard recruiting has been frozen ever since he committed, because I think other schools are using it against it. I think they're using Fran's temper, Connor's presence. Like, you want to go there and deal with that? You really want to go there and deal with that hothead coach and his son? And I, whether that's fair or not, I don't think it's necessarily fair, but I think other teams are using that. I mean, there's a reason why they can't seem to latch on to any point guards, and I think that's part of it. I really do.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. If the way that you look at the schedule, can they win another game during the regular season?
Northwestern or Indiana here. And Minnesota's a train wreck. I watched them last night. But that was Michigan State beating them. I don't feel, I know a lot of people told me, oh, I think we'll win at Minnesota. I don't see that. This team just does nothing on the road. And Minnesota's still got some decent pieces left. I think they're going to go 1-3 or 2-2. I don't think they're going to win tonight. Michigan's got too much riding on this game. Michigan cannot afford to lose this game. Michigan loses this game, that's a serious hit on its NCAA tournament chances. I mean, it puts way more pressure. But no, I think they can, Northwestern, they're not going to be easy. Nothing's going to be easy when you're playing as poorly as Iowa, but I'd be surprised if they went 0-4. I just don't see that happening. If that happens, then you go into that Big Ten tournament, you lose in that first day there, and then it is a complete collapse, and there is going to have to be some serious gut check and evaluation after the season, which there's going to have to be anyway. The fact that they're 3-11, this season is lost. I mean, they're not going to run 5 games of the Big Ten tournament. Who are we fooling? I mean, they're done, and they're not going to make the NIT, because the NIT, you got to be over 500.
And the Big Ten doesn't like you going to the CBI, and the CIT's
no, they've
only
never
for
sent
the, mid-majors.
They've never sent one there.
Yeah, it is certainly looking like a lost season for Iowa basketball. So we talked about coaching staff construction. How about the roster construction? You bring in Joe Weiskamp next year, C.J. Frederick, a couple of guys that are known as scorers, not certainly defensive guys. You mentioned that grad transfer route, and you mentioned point guard, Pat. And this is one thing that continues to pop in my head. They don't need a guy that is looking for his fifth year that is going to come in and run the controls for 32 minutes a game. I think even looking at the mid-major ranks, to just find a guy that can defend, and even a combo guard that can guard both the one and the two, I think that could go a long ways in helping this squad out and finding a way to have somebody that is going to be that lockdown defender that can help them on that end of the floor. It doesn't have to be a star. Why does everybody want to find the star in the grad transfer route?
No, it doesn't have to be. It does not have. It could be another Bryce Cartwright. Cartwright would be perfect right now. Mm-hmm. Chauncey Leslie, something like that. Anybody who can take the responsibility of having to defend the other point guard away from Bohannon for the entire game. I mean, he just can't keep up with some of these guys. And like I said, Jordan's greatest attribute is shooting. Let's let him play off the ball. They need to get somewhere in where Jordan can play off the ball, but then it won't hurt them too much defensively because the guy that's playing next to Jordan is quick and athletic and can defend multiple positions. That's what they need. No, they don't need, and they're not going to get some stars not going to come to Iowa to try to play 1 year at Iowa. They need to be smart with. One of the names I keep hearing is, what's his name, Geno Crandall from North Dakota. Hmm. You've heard of him, haven't you?
Yeah, you were the one that actually brought that up.
It's been brought up to me. I've had two or three people bring it up to me. There's a connection, Jeff Horner. He's good. Uh-huh. I watched him score 37 in a game, but he's a quick 6'3 point guard. He would play well with Jordan. Jordan just needs help. I mean, you feel bad criticizing him because Jordan is very impacted by what's said about him on Twitter. I personally think Fran should get these guys off social media. I think he should get them off Twitter like Kirk does, because Jordan lets it bother him, and he lets it know, knowing that it bothers him, and that's bait for some people. Oh, it gets under his skin. Sure, I'll keep doing it. But no, I do think you're going to see at least two or three roster changes next year. I think at least one of them is going to be significant. I don't have anything to say on the record, just gut feeling stuff I'm hearing. I think at least one will be significant, but I think there'll be two or three roster changes.
Will there be coaching changes?
I think there'll be roster changes more than coaching changes, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were both. But I think roster changes more than coaching changes. Because, like, someone, I'm not knocking Kirk Sparrow, but where's he going to go? I mean, he's in his 60s.
Yep.
He basically, I think he came up here looking at this as being his last job, kind of phase into retirement. You know, I mean, and that's, I mean, so, and Sherm Dillard's the same thing. Sherm wasn't even in coaching when they hired him. He had, I don't even know if he was working at the time. He had been working for Nike.
Right.
But, you know, Sherm's in his 60s, too. I'm not trying to do age discrimination, but you guys know how it works.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
It's not, they're not easy sells. It's not like they can just move on. And then Andrew Francis, yeah, he's the one who I thought would be gone by now. He's from the East Coast, but now he's married. He's living here. This town can rub off on you in a while. You get pretty comfortable here after a while. And the next thing you know, you're here for 5 years.
It's a good place to live and a good place to retire. Maybe a couple guys getting close to retirement age. Pat Hardy, he's not retiring, though. Pat, as always, thanks for your time. AllHawkeyes.com. We'll talk again in a couple weeks. And, in fact, that will be on February 28th. That would be, if Iowa is playing in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament, which looks like they will, that would be with a loss. The first time they've ended the season in February since 1938. Bring that over to all Hawkeyes.
And I believe that's Hayden Fry's birthday, too.
Oh, wow. Well, a good and a bad. How about that?
There you go. There you go. Well, we'll look forward to it, guys. Have a good week.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com, joining us here on Jimmy B and TC. 1938, Jimmy B, how was it?
How did I know you were going to bring that date up to me? I knew that was going to happen. Hey, at that particular time, I took the trolley to Times Square.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The trolley?
Yeah,
huh?
King Kong was climbing the Empire State Building.
Well, that wasn't, that's not real. That's fake news, Jimmy B.
Oh.
We'll come back on the other side. We will talk some more basketball. We'll take a look at the national scene, Big Ten, Big 12, MVC, and everything else in the top 25. Aaron Torres from The Athletic, he joins us next.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Tonight's forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, mild with some fog possible, low near 33. Then mostly cloudy, it will become windier Thursday, but still not bad with a high of 43. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Congratulations, state wrestlers from Whitey Exteriors. It's not easy to be a champion. It takes hard work and dedication, not for a season, but season after season. You have to be willing to do what others aren't willing to do. Do it to the best of your ability where others cut corners. The same thing that makes a champion is what Whitey Exteriors brings to every job, every time. When it comes to roofing, siding, and all your interior and exterior painting needs, Whitey Exteriors should be your first choice. Whitey Exteriors.
Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest! The 11th Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival is coming to the Iowa Event Center on Saturday, February 17th, starting at 10 a.m. The famous Bacon Strip theme bars, over 50 different bacon menu items, over 10,000 pounds of bacon, live local music acts all day, and then the big after-hours party featuring the Grammy-nominated band Smash Mouth is now open to the public.
Hey now, you're a rock star.
Tickets are still available. Visit BlueRibbonBaconFestival.com for more information and get your tickets today.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
The 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 AM KBGG. Catch myself, Trent Condon, on the call Thursday, February 15th through the state championships on Saturday, February 17th. We'll keep you up to date with play-by-play of all the local wrestlers from across Central Iowa. Tune in to 1700 for the State Wrestling Tournament on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. The State Wrestling Tournament is presented by Renovated Solutions. Thinking about renovating? Don't just think about it. Do it with Renovated Solutions.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. We're online, washersystems.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing and a miss. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah, the word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll till 6 tonight right here on the Big Talker 1700. Aaron Torres, college basketball from Fox Sports, will be our guest coming up shortly. Trent, let's quickly, I was a little surprised with what Pat Hardy discussed about the Mitchell situation. And Williams. Yeah, about that situation and the impact that it may have had on the Iowa basketball team. I found that to be very enlightening. And look, you know, we're not 18 to 21 year olds. And maybe that really did have an effect on how that whole scenario went down. But that happened before the season began, and the season begins in late October, November, and now it's middle of February. I would have thought that if that was a case, that would probably be a memory by now. That's it, maybe even a distant memory. But in Pat's estimation, maybe it's not.
Yeah, well, and it goes deeper because the guy that was taking his spot is Coach's son. I mean, that's why this is important. Guys leave, and you know, we've talked about this group of guys. They're a nice bunch of kids, and maybe that's a little bit of a problem. And this, I think, goes hand in hand. If you're still worried about a guy that transferred and think was pushed out so his son could play, well, this is big boy basketball. You know, put on your big boy pants and go out there. You can't be pouting because of things like that. There's something off here. Chemistry off, I don't know what it is, but if that's still lingering here this long later, like you said, Jim, that's a problem. And that's a concern, certainly, I think, going forward, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, all right, they're on the floor against Michigan tonight. I don't look for them to have a realistic chance to win this game. Look, stranger things have happened, of course, but I just think Michigan will be hot, shoot it well from the outside. and they'll take advantage of the deficiencies that Iowa has. And if Bohannon does not have a big game, in other words, if he's not, you know, over 20 points, there's a possibility they could get blown out in this game. I just think that that's a real possibility for me. Tyler Cook can play. You and I both know that, but he's limited in what he does, and he can't defend a lick. So I don't know, Trent. It's frustrating knowing going in to a game like this that they are a double-digit underdog. A double-digit underdog against Michigan.
A lot of double-digit underdogs. But luckily, we don't have to talk Iowa basketball with our next guest. He is Aaron Torres from The Athletic. Because, Aaron, we are sick of talking about the Hawkeyes in this state. What a disappointing year. Do you have any perspective at all on this Hawk squad?
No, you know, I was a little less optimistic going into the season than a lot of people. I mean, I think a lot of people thought they were, I don't want to say a lock for the NCAA tournament, but felt pretty good. I felt like they would be one of those last couple teams in the short conversation. But I'll be honest, I really don't have a great feel for what has happened. I mean, obviously the Big Ten has a little bit of a hole, has been a disappointment. Mm-hmm. You know, but for Iowa, you know, I don't know that you can point to one or two things as much as pretty much from the start of the season right on through, it's been one disappointment after the other. Like I said, they're certainly not the only team in the Big Ten that maybe wants a little bit of a mulligan, a little bit of a do-over, but they are right up there with anybody in this conference and really most teams nationally as far as one of the more surprising, disappointing teams.
I'm with you on that, absolutely. One of these surprising teams, however, is just a couple hours away from us. That's Nebraska. They are they have won 20 games. They have a solid conference record. But the word on the street is, and that's why we wanted you on here, is they still may not make the NCAA tournament. Help people out here. How does this happen?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, they obviously don't have a ton of great wins. And look, they maybe more than anybody else has been hurt by the disappointing, you know, season in the Big Ten. You know, the Big Ten obviously is a conference that I think most years we're used to seeing six, seven, eight teams all in the tournament discussion at least, and five, six, seven get in. This year, you know, we're looking at, if you include Nebraska, five. But what's happened is they just haven't had the opportunity to play a lot of marquee games. And when you have less chances, you have less chances to win it. Now, I'll say this, though. I was thinking about this today a little bit, is that we get so caught up in all the metrics and everything like that. I don't want to sit here and say that Nebraska needs to win this many games between now and the Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden, or they can't lose this game, or they have to win this many games when they get to the Big Ten tournament. But I was thinking about it today, is that while the metrics are all very important, and we know what they are, the quadrant win system that the NCAA selection committee has implemented this year, RPI, all those kind of things, there is something to be said, as weird as it sounds, I think, for a team that's playing really, really, really well. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, the selection committee is tasked with picking the 68 best teams in college basketball for this tournament, the 30, you know, six best at-large teams or whatever it ends up being. Why do I bring that up? And I say that because I think that there have been times in the past where maybe the metrics look good enough on a team, but maybe they're just not playing well, and in some cases it's the opposite. You know, I look at a team like last year, if you remember, Syracuse, right on the bubble, but they had those great metrics, but they were terrible down the stretch. They had an opportunity to get a win or two at the ACC tournament, totally flamed out. They were a team that I think everybody thought was going to be in on Selection Sunday, and they were left out. And I say that because I think Nebraska may be the opposite. If they keep winning the way that they have, if they keep playing well, as I said, I don't have an exact number of wins, losses, this and that, but if they show well at the Big Ten tournament, I think that there's something to be said that they've been a really good basketball team over the last 6-8 weeks going into the NCAA tournament. I know that's not a be-all, end-all. I know eye test isn't a metric that anybody uses, but if they keep playing this way, I think there will be something to be said that they're playing as if they're one of those 36 best teams. There's still work to be done, but I feel like the optics of it all may help them as we get closer to Selection Sunday.
Aaron, to the Big 12, and we saw Kansas last night come into Hilton getting a win, something that we know even in a down Iowa State year is not the easiest thing to do, but it's felt to me throughout this season and really over the last month and a half, just there's something missing with this Kansas team. They're not quite as good defensively as they normally are under Bill Self. What's missing in your estimation from this Jayhawk squad?
I think a lot of things, to be honest, guys. I think it's not a vintage team from a talent perspective. I've been saying this since the preseason. I remember watching them. If you guys remember, they had that big exhibition game against Missouri and Michael Porter when he was healthy. And I watched that game. I streamed that game online, and I said, this just doesn't look like a vintage Kansas team. And I think what a lot of it is they don't have those surefire NBA wing players like they've had. Every year they've had kind of that NBA-caliber player on the wing. Last year it was Josh Jackson, Kelly Oubre in the past, Andrew Wiggins in the past. And then they just don't really have that versatility down low, where most years they can run out two, three, four big guys. This year they basically got one big guy as a bouquet, and they can't even really play him in crunch time because he can't hit foul shots. And so I think it really limits what that team does. I actually think on the perimeter, although Malik Newman and Svi Mykhailiuk have been kind of up and down, I think they've been pretty good on the perimeter, and I think they're pretty, you know, talent-wise about the same as they've been in the kind of from the guard position. But I think it's everywhere else. I think it's the wing and the big guys. It's just one of those things in college basketball sometimes in this day and age, you miss on a recruit, especially in a place like Kansas. You know, you miss on a recruit, you have a kid leave unexpectedly, whatever the case may be, sometimes your roster just ends up looking weird. We're seeing it at Kentucky right now. We've seen it at some other places, and I think that's a problem with Kansas right now. They basically got one big guy, no wings, and everybody else is a guard. As talented as those guards are, I just think that when it comes to matching up with really good teams, they have some trouble.
Good stuff. Aaron Torres from The Athletic. Aaron, a little tight on time here this afternoon. We'll track you down, though, in the next week or two. We'll dig a little bit deeper into the college basketball scene. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Aaron Torres checking in. Great stuff, as always, from him. Does great work. Also, does a little look at the Kentucky side of things along with his national work. Over at The Athletic, Jimmy B. So we got another hour to go. We got Blair Kirkhoff stopping by. We'll talk a little bit more about that Jayhawk squad, a little Royals talk, a little Chiefs talk as well with the Kansas City Stars. Blair Kirkhoff and Sean Tomlinson on the NFL. We got the Hawkeyes tipping off early tonight, 5:30, Jimmy B. And, well, I normally say looking forward to that. It's not the case. it's not the case. I'm not.
I know. I hear you.
Looking forward to it. It's been a disappointing year.
I mean, it's disaster. It really is.
5 o'clock hour is next. The 2018 State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. February 15th through the 17th on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us March 3rd and 4th for the Variety Telethon, a two-day entertainment showcase that raises funds to support Variety's mission. See great musical performances and hear from the children and families that have been impacted by Variety programs. Watch live at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center or on We Are Local 5. Join Variety in supporting Iowa kids by making a donation today. Donate at VarietyIowa.com to ensure that all children have the opportunity to reach their full potential.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Save big money on everything for your home now during Menards Big Sale. Save on window treatments from Window Images. 1-inch wide aluminum cordless blinds in 23 by 48 are $14.99 each. 2-inch white faux wood cordless blinds in 24 by 48 are $21.99 each. Plus, they can be trimmed to width for free. Save big on aluminum and faux wood blinds and more. Offers good through February 17th. Now during Menards Big Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines.
Keep you in the know.
News.